Moshe ran to the chief synagogue of Cordoba. There he sat in a far corner, in the shadow cast by a pillar. When the congregation came in for Mincha and Mariv, no one noticed the small child, his head sagging, sobbing silently. Late in the evening, the shiurim came to an end. A servant strode through the long expanse of the synagogue, putting out the oil lamps. The sandals of the last men in the synagogue slapped across the stone floor. Then the door was shut with a final bang, and the heavy lock was turned. But Moshe heard none of these things. Long before, the weary child had fallen fast asleep. He woke up in the darkness of the cavernous synagogue, and sparks of red and gold danced before his eyes. If only he could learn Torah. A profound yearning filled his heart, and he again fell into an intense slumber. When Moshe awoke again, thin light was filtering through the synagogue, so that the pillars looked like a ghostly forest. Distantly, he heard the chanting of the early minyan. Moshe lifted his head from the rug where he had lain insensibly through the night. As he struggled to his feet, a tentative joy filled his heart. Moshe went to wash his hands at the back of the synagogue. As he passed the water over his eyes, all the Torah that he had struggled to learn sprang into his mind. Moshe's mind became sharp and broad. Joyfully, he made his way to the minyan and joined the prayers. Afterwards, he picked up a sefer and studied a page, not sure whether this incredible gift would remain with him. To his astonishment and joy, it did. Even after he closed his eyes, he could see the words as though he were still reading from the book. God had performed a miracle. Moshe imagined how he would go home and show this to his father. As Moshe prepared to leave, he heard his father's voice. At the other side of the synagogue, Rabbi Maimon held close to him David, one of his children from his new wife. Tears came to Moshe's eyes, and he bit his lower lip to keep from crying. No, he thought, he would not try to win his father's love. Instead, he would go off and learn Torah only because he wanted to. He slipped to the far side of the synagogue and left. Moshe hurried down the broad, sunny street. In one alley, where confectionaries were being sold, Moshe bought a small cake for breakfast with his last few coins. As though mirroring his inner clarity, the day was crisp, bright, and clear. Approaching the gate of the city, Moshe came to a decision. He would leave Cordoba altogether and travel southward to Lucena, where he would learn under Rabbi Yosef ibn Migash, the great teacher from whom his own father had learned. Moshe was a charming boy, and he soon got a lift with a cloth merchant traveling as far as Aguilar. Their wagon rolled slowly through the vine and olive groves, sometimes dipping into the valleys filled with wild scrub and rising up rocky hillsides where peasants had terraced the land into 1,000 tiny orchards of lime and avocado trees. After seeing to Moshe's care, the merchant arranged a place for him to stay overnight. Early the next morning, Moshe was awakened by the merchant, next to whom stood another Jew. "Young man, get up and say your prayers quickly. This horse dealer has agreed to take you to Lucena." Soon Moshe was again riding in a carriage. 3 hours later, the scattered farmhouses on the green plains began to cluster together, and the walls of Lucena appeared in the distance. The yeshiva of Rabbi Yosef ibn Migash was the greatest Torah academy in all of Spain. It had been founded a generation before by the teacher of Rabbi Ibn Migash, Rabbi Yitzhak Alfasi, famous for his halachic condensation of the Gemara, Hilchas Rav Alfasi, the Rif. A few days afterward, Moshe stood in the courtyard of the yeshiva as a tiled foundation trickled water amidst three palm trees. A student in his mid-teens with wisps of hair on his cheeks was speaking to the boy. "I am surprised that the Rosh Yeshiva allowed you in to learn. Usually a child your age would be sent back home." Moshe had not revealed that he was the son of the famous Rabbi Maimon. Rabbi Yosef ibn Migash was very devoted to Moshe and told his other students, "My sons, know that this young one will be a great man, and all of Israel from east to west will walk in his light." Divrei Hayamim of Rabbi Sadia ibn Danon, published in Sefer Chemda Genuza and quoted in HaRambam, by N.T. Sifrai. Moshe remained with Rabbi Yosef ibn Migash for a short while, quickly becoming an outstanding child prodigy. A few months after Moshe came to Lucena, Rabbi Yosef ibn Migash died in Iyar of 4901, 1141. The Chidah tells that before the death of Ri Migash, the young Moshe came to his deathbed and kissed his hands. The Ri Migash bestirred himself and blessed him before his soul left him. Shem HaGedolim. It was said that with this kiss, the wisdom of the Ri Migash came to rest upon the Rambam. Moshe took leave of the other students and returned to Cordoba. But even now he did not go home. On Shabbos, Moshe went to the main synagogue and sat in an inconspicuous corner. After the reading of the Torah, Moshe stepped onto the bima. His head was barely higher than the railing. "Who is that boy?" "Rabbi Maimon, that's your son who ran away." Moshe raised his voice above the clamor and began to expound the Torah. He spoke wondrous words of wisdom. Even if they had been spoken by an adult, they would have been sweeter than the honeycomb. And to hear such brilliance, maturity, and knowledge on the lips of a small child. When Moshe finished speaking, his father came up to him, young David at his side. "Welcome home," Rabbi Maimon said. He took Moshe by the shoulders and kissed him, and Moshe felt his father's tear brush against his cheek.